Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
In the new book, State of Slim, fix your metabolism and drop 20 pounds in 8 weeks on the Colorado diet. These are the revolutionary plan to help people everywhere live like lean Coloradoans. The author, Dr. James O'Hill, is with us today. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hill. Tell us a little bit about why is Colorado the leanest state in the nation, and how can people maintain a Colorado lifestyle in any state?
You know, when we wrote the book State of Slim, we had a little bit of a eureka. We had studied for many years these people who lose weight and keep it off. And at the same time, we've realized for many years that Colorado was the leanest state. But the eureka was connecting those two, realizing that the lifestyle these people who lose weight and keep it off have achieved is the same lifestyle that's been associated traditionally with the Colorado diet. And that's, you know, people in Colorado, oftentimes they wake up in the morning thinking about what kind of exercise they're going to do. Are they going to do a hike or a walk or climb a mountain? So it starts with that idea of we love being physically active. We have a state where it's easy to do. That's a big part of the Colorado lifestyle. The other thing is we expect success. You know, I'm a scientist, and I say I'll believe it when I see it. But when it comes to weight loss, oftentimes is if I believe it, I will see it. So people expect success, but they also have a plan. So it's not just being hopeful. It's expecting success, having a plan to be successful.
Now, I understand this because whenever I go to Colorado skiing and I wake up and walk in my ski boots to the bus and ski all day, I know that I can eat anything. I always feel healthy. I say, and when we leave, my husband and I say to each other, why can't we do that every day at home? What are the three phases of the Colorado diet, Dr. Hill, and how can we do them in states that are not Colorado?
See, that's the idea. We wrote this book to say you can live the Colorado lifestyle in Iowa or Nebraska or New Jersey. And the idea is you have to start thinking about orienting your day around movement. Now, at the same time, we've given you a diet plan to get the weight off and get you to the point of where you are living the Colorado lifestyle. Phase one is 2 weeks, and it's basically to force your body to use fat. It's lean protein, largely veggies and a little bit of fat, and everybody loses weight. You eat six times a day, so you're not going to be hungry. As you start moving in phase two, which is weeks three through eight, you get to add back some more carbs and a little bit more fat because now your metabolism is a little more healthier and you can handle that. In phase three, now you've got your metabolism working the way it's supposed to work, and you can add even more carbs and fat back in. And what we teach you to do is to eat smarter. So it's not a food restriction diet. If you're looking at losing weight and restricting forever, that's no fun. If you get moving and fix your metabolism, you can eat like your friends, with the exception if you have to be a little smarter and watch portion size and energy density, but it's not a restrictive plan.
You discuss five rules in the book that must be followed in every phase of the Colorado diet. What are those five rules, Dr. Hill?
Oh my gosh, you're taxing me now because I can't even remember. One is I know you eat six times a day. You have to have the right combination. watch portion size.
I'm sure breakfast is one of them.
Eating breakfast. Eat within an hour of when you get up. So you're reminding me here. It's very important to have the right combination. Here we go. Don't count calories. Measure portion. Eat healthy fats twice a day. Have the right mix of protein and carb six times a day. Breakfast within an hour of waking up.
So there you go. Those are the five rules. That was rocking. Now, I must say that when I come back from Colorado and have that healthy lifestyle feeling, and then I try and do it here in Chicago, it's like I look out and I don't go walk to go to breakfast. I get up and there's the kitchen. Or I don't go outside because then I have to go to work, you know. And so it's like you try and the treadmill just doesn't seem the same as going out in hiking boots or in ski
right.
boots. You know, so, how do you get that feeling?
So we talk about that in the book. We talk about creating your environment. And that's both your physical environment, what food you have in the house, where near your neighborhood, near your home or work, there are places to walk. So keeping in mind the physical environment, but also the social environment. You tend to behave with the people you hang out with. So if you really want to create new lifestyle behaviors, what we help you think about is how do you get connected with social groups that are already doing those behaviors?
Okay, so you look for social groups. You look for people that are doing that, maybe hiking in your local forest preserve.
Hiking, walking, there are neat cooking clubs and everything. So there are so many things out there where people who want to live these healthy lifestyles can get associated with people that are already doing it. And if you hang out with people that are already doing it, it makes it easier for you to keep these behaviors.
So you have to think about what you did when you were on vacation in Colorado. Maybe even write it down to yourself that you walked to breakfast, that you were active nearly all day. And then if you have to go back to your job where you're sitting at a desk all day, how do you incorporate that? You get up from your desk every 15, 20 minutes?
We actually have a whole section in the book where we talk about that. And you start with small changes. You aren't going to change this overnight. So maybe you work in an office setting where you sit at a desk all day and your coworkers bring in candy and cake and cookies all day long. Okay, you're not going to go in and change that all at once, but we talk about how you can begin to make some small changes. It's as simple as every hour, get up and walk around, begin bringing in some healthy treats, talk to your coworkers about maybe one day a week you bring in the healthy stuff. There are ways to start. You aren't going to change it all at once. But it's amazing how one person can change an environment. And what we found is usually there are other people there that would like to get on board as well. They just weren't willing to speak up.
Now, you mentioned the difference between counting calories and measuring portions. What is that?
So counting calories, people have done that for years and years and years. And the problem is we just aren't very good about it. It's not that we lie. It's just very hard to know how many calories in the food we eat. Whereas measuring portions, it's much cleaner. You can get a scale and a measuring cup, and you can pretty accurately keep track of portions. So we found that it's actually a more accurate way for people to pay attention during the weight loss phase than counting calories.
Okay, that's good to know. So what's your best advice for people that are struggling to keep this sort of positive mindset during their weight loss, you know, goals? Well, it's really easy to get depressed.
We do, and in fact, in the book, in every chapter, we give you homework and exercises to work at it. It's like anything else. You aren't going to change it until you work at it and practice. So we give you practice exercises for getting the Colorado mindset.
Give us one now.
So one is every day, and again, we talked before about journaling. We like journals in general. So start your journal every day with something you're thankful for, okay? Just starts concentrating on a positive mindset. Here's another one we use. Write down all the things that are hard about being overweight or obese. And then as you go through, and when we hear people say, oh, this is hard, what we say is write down what's hard about losing weight and go back and look at what's hard about being obese.
Ooh, that's a good one and a tough one. Where can people find out more about State of Slim and everything that you're doing?
Any bookstore or online, it's State of Slim. It's a new book just out. It's everything I know about how to lose weight. I think it gives you your best chance of not just losing it, but keeping it off long term.
And the book is called State of Slim, Fix Your Metabolism, Drop 20 Pounds in 8 Weeks on the Colorado Diet by Dr. James O'Hill and Dr. Holly Wyatt. And, you know, listeners, that is, if you've ever been to Colorado and you know they're the leanest state, you don't have to come back and talk like, yeah, right, because they do. But, you know, there's something about the feeling out there. It's less stress, and they're leaner, and they're more active, and they hike, and they bike, and they ski. And those are the mindsets that we have to bring into our own communities and look around our communities and saying, how can I take that fresh air feeling and incorporate it into my daily life so I can keep my weight off, get the weight I need to get off, and keep it off? This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Get out, jump around, hike around, and stay well.